Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen.
We'll take only for 10 minutes, like a meditation about this day and this morning also too. In the Psalm of David, he said, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Host, bless, O Lord, the reading of the Holy Gospel according to Saint." After this, we have the Gospel of Saint John. That's why it's written, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us the light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar." We celebrate today the Eve of Palm Sunday, and from the Saturday of Lazarus, we start the Holy Week. But actually, the miracle of raising Lazarus, it was not this day. It was last week. But I have anyone can ask about why our church put the reading of the miracle of Lazarus, raising Lazarus from the death, today. There is two reasons only we have. The first reason, because the disciple watched this before, and they know very well that for sure, they will see God under the pain, and they will see God suffering. They will see God, the Lord Jesus Christ, during the Holy Week, the whole Holy Week, suffering and to be on the cross, crucified on the cross. That's why our church tried to prepare and to put all the readings on this day, this day morning, to tell that only us, and to tell also all the disciples, don't worry. Jesus Christ, the Lord, who raised Lazarus from the death, he can't do this for himself. Don't worry. Trust only God. No doubt in yourself. Because you have to know that God is the Lord, can do it. That's why only they try to encourage the disciple and also us during the Holy Week. Look not only to the suffering of Jesus Christ during this week, also look to the reason that we are waiting the reign of God from the death. And another point also too, today after we listen this gospel, we see that this is like a party. They did a party with Mariam and Martha, and all the people came to Jesus Christ, to the house of Lazarus, to celebrate what happened. And we will see, if we go together to this house, small house, and we will see what? We will see Lazarus in the bosom of God. We'll see Lazarus who died before, and he's still in the tomb 4 days, finally in his bosom. And it's another lesson we have to learn. However what we suffer, however what happened, however where I am, what is my sin, by the end of the day, I will be in the bosom of God. And this is my aim, and this is my target, this is what I'm doing all the day. Then also, at this house we will see Mariam under his feet. She put an expensive perfume, an oil, on his feet. And she washing his feet. And also another point we have to meditate on it. During this week, I hope that we can be under his feet. And only I need to wash his feet. And I'm asking him to wash myself. This is only what we need during this week. The Holy Week only, before it was the vacation, all the Christians took a vacation to spend all the time with Jesus Christ during the Holy Week. However, I know that we have a lot of things to do, but we have to join Jesus Christ during this Holy Week. And to be as Mariam, what she did, she only put everything that she had and a very expensive perfume on his feet and washing him. If you go to inside the house, the smell is very good. And you will see how Jesus Christ is great. Another one, like, one disciple who betrayed, when he smelled this fragment, he betrayed him. And I'm asking myself, I am Mariam or the other disciple, Joseph. And I have to ask myself, I am under his feet or I am betrayed. That's why we will see Jesus Christ tomorrow morning as a king. We will see Jesus Christ when he entered tomorrow morning to Jerusalem as a king. And we will take also Jesus Christ as our king. And the arrangement of the Holy Week, starting by Lateral Saturday morning, to teach us first lesson. Don't worry. Who raised Lazarus? He can do anything. Then go tonight and see Mariam under his feet. Like our church send a message to us. Spend this week with God. Spend this week with him. Going tomorrow morning as a king, and all say, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And we will take Jesus Christ as a king of our life. And asking God on Monday, we know that we need to be a king, but we need to clean my heart in first. As you clean the temple, I need also you to clean my heart from the sin. I don't want to be a fig. I need to be like a clean heart. On Tuesday, I'm asking God to help me and to teach me everything. After cleaning my heart, now he is ready to teach me. And going to Wednesday. Don't worry. If you clean your heart and you spend the time with God, during the war and fight from the devil, God will help you. But don't be like the betrayer. And if you need to abide in him, go to take his body on Thursday. Because he gave us his body and his blood. And see Jesus Christ who crucified on the cross. And follow him under the cross. And finally wait him when he will rise. And we will meet him in the heaven. If we go with Jesus Christ, all the week. We will see who is Jesus Christ. And we will see also that He can clean us from everything. فملخص في دقيقتين عشان في ناس قبل كده طلبت مني أقول بالعربي في دقيقتين. في أسبوع الألام اللي بيبدأ من سبت العازر, سبت العازر بيبتدي لأن الكنيسة ما كانش مرتبة أساسا أي سبت العازر في الوقت ديت, ما كانش وقت سبت العازر النهاردة, لكن اتحط النهاردة عشان خاطر نبين لكنيستنا حاجتين. الحاجة الأولانية تبين لكل الناس مهما حصل وشفتوا المسيح تعبان أو يتألم, لكن هو الذي أقام العازر, فلا تخف ولا تقع. أما الجزء الثاني لما أخش بالليل وأشوف لعازر في حضن المسيح, هقول له أنا كمان عايز أكون في حضنك في طول الأسبوع. أما مريم اللي قعدت تحت رجلين المسيح ومسحت رجليه بشعرها وسكبت طيب على رجله, أقول معاها أنا كمان نفسي أكون تحت رجليك يا رب, نفسي يا رب أكون تحت رجليك, وإنت يا رب تمسح كل دموعي وتمسح يا رب كل ألامي وتمسح يا رب كل خطايا من قلبي. فعشان كده يبدأ أسبوع الألام يوم السبت الصبح بسبت العازر, بالليل أشوف العازر في حضنه وأشوف العذراء, أشوف مريم تحت رجليه وأقول أنا عايز أقعد معاه طول الأسبوع تحت رجليه. يوم الحد الصبح أشوف المسيح وهو داخل أورشليم, داخل أورشليم كملك, والناس بتهتف أوصنا في الأعالي, أوصنا ابن داود. تشوفوا النهارده في الزفة وأنا وإحنا والولاد هم بيلفوا كأن كل واحد ماسك زعف, والمفروض كأن المسيح ماشي قدامنا وإحنا بنحط الزعف أوصنا في الأعالي. عشان كده اللي احنا بتاع إفلوجيمينوس بنقول أوصنا للملك, فنأخذ الملك على قلوبنا ونقول له تاني يوم, يوم الاثنين, طب نظف بقى لأن احنا ملناش حد ينظف قلبنا غيرك انت, زي ما نظف الهيكل ونظف المسيح الهيكل. هقول له ممكن بقى تعلمني اللي انت عايزه يوم الثلاث, لأنه دخل في الهيكل وقعد يعلم. however اللي هيحصل هعلم, هتعلم منه كل حاجة, لكن همر بضيقات وهمر بتجارب, بس معلش هو اللي يقويني, ما عملش زي يهوذا وأخون وأقع في الخطية. وعلشان أفضل ثابت في إيماني لازم أخذ جسد المسيح ودمه يوم الخميس, لأن هو اللي علمني كده, من يثبت فيا فأنا فيه, من يأكل جسدي ويشرب دمي يثبت فيا وأنا فيه. أما بعد ما أخذ جسد ودمه أبص على الصليب اللي هي قصة الخلاص وأقول له يا رب أنا أتبعك حيث تكون, وأنا يا رب مستنيك علشان أقابلك يا رب في آخر اليوم لما نتقابل. آخر تأمل في سبت العازر, the last one, last point في المديتيشن for in Lazarus in this morning. You remember that Maryam, she was upset because his brother was died. What happened when Jesus Christ came? Martha met Jesus Christ only, but Maryam stayed at home. Then Jesus Christ asked, I need to meet Maryam also too. And when Maryam came, Martha, she opened a discussion, a long discussion with Jesus Christ. When Maryam came, she told him only a one word. And after this she wept. After she wept, Jesus Christ also wept. Jesus Christ only, he doesn't want a lot of a long discussion, a long word and sentences. No, he needs your heart only your tears. And when he will see your tears, he also he will. As when he saw Maryam under his feet and she wept, he also wept. المسيح مش محتاج مننا ان احنا نتكلم كتير, بس على الاقل اجيله بقلب وانا اقول له رب انا زي ما عملت مريم تحت رجلين المسيح المسيح وبكت, ما كلمتش كتير معاه وقال لك وفي الاخر وبكى المسيح. طبعا دموع المسيح غاليه جدا. المره تعتبر المره الوحيده اللي بيقال فيها وبكى صريحه, يعني في بدايه جسيماني نزل دم عرق دم, لكن بكى حقيقي لانه شاف انه مريم جايه له بدموعها. And exactly what we need to do this week, go under his feet and only cry to him and ask him his help and spend this week with him. Close your TV, Facebook, WhatsApp groups, everything. It's clear. I need only to spend this. We have to close everything. I don't want to know, I don't want to chat. I don't want to spend any time only with you, God. And this is what we have to do this week. And make it as a training. By tomorrow, after the liturgy, close your phone, not for sure not all your phone, but at least close the Facebook and WhatsApp and everything, the message, no message. Nothing. I want only to talk with you, God, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Shere Lazarus fie taftunos menen saefto en eloou matunos pahit bashoise isos fie taftunos en jepipetou heltou Lazarus, whom he lived after for his raised my heart, my Lord Jesus, which was killed by the evil one, salam lil'azhar alladhi aqamahu. بعد أربعة أيام أقم قلبي يا ربي يسوع الذي قتل الشرير في مروت الجيوت نمسيرين بابن
سيدنا الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله الذي قطع كل رباطات خطيئنا من قبل ألام مخلص المحيي الذي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديسين والسرطة قال لهم اقبلوا الروح القدس ما غفرتم لهم خطاياهم غفرت ومن أمسكتموه عليهم أمسكت. الآن أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل السكرتار أنعمت على الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة أن يغفروا الخطايا على الأرض وأن يربطوا حلكم رباطة الظلم. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or to anguish of heart or indeed, or unwarned from faint-heartedness, do a master who knows the weakness of men, as a good and philanthropic one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with fear and strengthen us unto all goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good for the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is of an essence with you now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Rashi onosi onevaki tiche uru to telin kipivar pi oru efni o eftalu yot ejen usij evos kago finjeni alo ui je osanna khniet choti faybe eb orum besarai doksebetri فلما جاء ربنا يسوع المسيح إلى مدينة أورشليم لكما الكتب الأنبياء المختارين حمل الأطفال سعفا قائلين أصناك النية تشوسي فايباب أورم بسراي الكينين كائين والبعض فرشوا ثيابهم على الطريق أمامه لكي يسير علي يسوع الناصري والصغار يصرخون قائلين أوصلنا خنية تشوسي فايبي ابؤر بسراي كينين كائين Then was fulfilled the great prophecy today out of the mouth of babes. You have prepared praise, and the children proclaim and say, Hosanna, in the highest, this is the King of Israel, Kenin Kiaim. من أذن قال داود في كتاب المزامير مبارك الاتي باسم الرب الإله والأطفال تسبحوا قائلين أوصنا يأتي تشوسي فاي باب أورم بسرائيل كنين When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the whole city trembled because of the multitude surrounding him, and the children proclaim and say, Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel, Kenin Kain. حينئذ اليهود المخالفين امتلأوا غير عظيمة وقالوا للرب يسوع فليسكت هؤلاء من هنا الصياح والأطفال الصغار قائلين وصنا خنية تشوسي فايبي ابؤرم بسرائيل كينين Then Jesus said to the Jews, If these little children hold their peace, the stones would cry out and praise me, saying, Hosanna in the highest, this is the of Israel, Kenin Kain. In Oshe Vodin Goin, Shiri em evnodi etavshi echon Yerushalayim soti emonu onaynan. Kiye eso, kiye Corundeti in my nante green, semnante green, can no venani volia top, tigon beon in the esmon and amal shiny amin, because word to pray to you, thank free, our Father who art in heaven. Give لسنة أنتم طيبين. محبة الله الأب ضابط كل نعمة ابن الوحيد يسوع المسيح ربنا، شركة موهبة عطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. من أراد أن يمضي فليمضي بسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم. الشمامسة صلوا صلاة نص الليل أثناء العظة. The midnight prayers was already prayed during the sermon. We start the midnight praise right now.